who created God? First of all, I must state that people ask this question because they misunderstand the meaning of causality. Causality should be interpreted as every beginning has a cause, not everything has a cause. So, since God does not have a beginning, it is a categorical mistake to ask what is the cause of God. Therefore, we cannot search for a cause of beginning for a thing which does not have a beginning. This is like asking how many sides does a circle have, or how does the distance between Istanbul and London smell. It is irrelevant. You cannot measure a distance with a smell, or circles do not have sides. Just like this, asking who is the creator of the eternal one is a categorical error. One of the major objections for the existence of God comes from materialists who claim the eternity of material substance. Yet, they do not base their atheism on the question who created God. This question is not the foundation of their denial. They just claim that material substance is eternal, not God. Which is eternal then? Matter or God? If matter is eternal, then the formation of living things, the universe, in short, everything is the result of a chance. But if God is the eternal creator, then we must accept that everything is created consciously. Arguments such as fine-tuning of the universe, or cosmological arguments, or arguments from consciousness and reason will help us find the correct answer. I have already answered these questions in my books, 12 Arguments for the Existence of God and Fıtrat Arguments, and will not examine them here. If you read my arguments, you will see that God's being eternal rather than matter is more plausible. Again, if we ever read the famous atheists in history, we will see that they have not denied the existence of God by asking who created God. For example, Lucretius or Marx did not deny God by asking this question. They all accepted the existence of an eternal substance, but rather than calling it God, they named it matter. What I mean is, this question is not a fundamental point for atheism. If we find a crystal vase in an antique shop and search the history of it after numerous owners, we would end up with the manufacturer. Infinite regress cannot be an explanation. This, as you will appreciate, is a vicious and erroneous approach in terms of logic. If you apply the same approach to our universe, we come to a certain point where only the Creator exists, the Creator himself, and he is not created. If you go back without stopping anywhere, an infinite regress will appear. With the approaches in the philosophy of mathematics, we can show that an actual infinity cannot be completed with addition. So, if in the past there were infinite steps, no matter how many steps you go forward, you will never exhaust infinity and reach to the point you exist. This can be summarized as follows. Suppose we go forward one by one. 1, 2, 3, 1 million, 1 billion, 1 trillion. No matter how far we go, we cannot complete infinity. Many people think of the past in the same way. But those who say that past is infinite say something very, very different from going forward in the future, because they think that eternity is completed and reached to the point we exist. But if it is not possible to complete infinity forward by counting one by one, it is not possible to complete infinity by counting from past to our existing point too. Kindi and Ghazali, with their cosmological arguments, Hudus arguments, have put forward successful arguments related to this issue. Those who would like to have a more detailed study can read my book, Big Bang and God. I have to add that for the philosophy of science, it is stated that we don't need an explanation of the best explanation. For example, let's say that we found a cube with beautiful animal shapes on it. The best explanation is that it is produced by conscious beings. But we may not have an answer for the questions like how these conscious beings get there, what did they do, how did they live? Do these unanswered questions make the explanation that the cube was produced by conscious beings invalid? They do not. So, for an explanation to be the best explanation, it doesn't require to have an explanation. So, the arguments for the existence of God cannot be avoided with the question, who created God?